whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What was your reaction to scoring that one in the shootout? What were you trying to do to beat him there?
Well, just coming down and kind of like seeing what he does, like how he opens up. And I've seen like in the game, like watching him, that the blocker side is kind of like where he's struggling at, and that's where I take advantage.
JJ, I asked Alex the same thing. Like when you start off at center ice, do you know what you want to do, or are you going to wait to see what a goaltender is going to do first before you make your final decision?
Well, I always have like kind of like a preference in my head, but at the end of the day, you have to react to how the goalie plays it, and that's kind of what I did. I looked and I knew like low blockers kind of like to play there, and he opened up for me. So,
have you gained a new confidence in shootouts? You didn't score on your first couple in the NHL, but it seems like you've gotten better at it. Have you gained some confidence in the shootout?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been doing it a lot with Whoopi after practices, kind of like having some bets going on all the time. So that's, I would say, really good practice for me, since Whoopi is a really, really good goalie and shooter especially. So yeah, I think just that's helping, just doing it over and over again.
Do you win those battles with Luukkonen?
Yeah, most of the time.
How did you guys persevere in this game? You had the lead each time, 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. They score in the third. It didn't seem like you guys were playing all that poorly in the third. How did you guys persevere to be able to win the hockey game?
Well, yeah, I think especially in the third, a lot of chances too, and just maybe like overpassing a little bit, me 2-1, instead of shooting it. And I think that's why it start a lot more, just getting more pucks on net, and then obviously, when you don't score, you kind of like get scored on always. So I think just fighting back then, having a good overtime, and obviously a hell of a shootout move from Tucky to keep us alive, and also Whoopi, sticking up there.
To score 28 last season, to have the season that you had, how much did that make you? I guess that put pressure on you to not only match that, but even produce any even more expectations around this team.
Maybe only for myself, I think. I just have like high standards for myself. Maybe that's got higher, but I don't think otherwise, like in a team or anything, anybody's putting pressure on me.